3. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Rob Zicari Show. It seems like we did this already. Oh, God. Listen, last night, watching the DNC convention, seriously, watching that convention was like somebody waterboarding me. It was. It was waterboarding for the senses. That's the only way I could describe it. It was waterboarding for the senses. It was painful. It was painful to watch. It was painful to listen to. And it was like being in another universe. It really was. It was like being in another universe. It was like the Democrats act as if the world is full of rainbows and unicorns and koala bears. Basically, Democrats act as if the world is one giant YouTube video of animals playing outside, frolicking in the water. See, you know when you go on YouTube and it's like a 3-minute video of like cats, not cats being tortured like some Kelly Cuoco commercial, but just cats and they're frolicking, you know, koala bears frolicking, everybody's frolicking. That's what the Democrats act like. I'm sitting here watching I didn't watch it. I'm watching the news coverage of a priest who gets his head cut off. ISIS goes and cuts a priest's head off. Cuts his head off. I mean, France is overrun by these ISIS animals. And the Democrats give us the Jerry Lewis telethon last night. It's the Jerry Lewis telethon. Maybe some of you are too young, but Jerry Lewis, he Nutty Professor Jerry Lewis, you know, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, Jerry old, just look it up. Anyways, he used to have this telethon, and it was like this 7-day telethon. I'm joking, of course. But it was long. It was like an entire weekend. It started Friday. It ended, I think, Sunday. And it was on. Like, there was no stopping. Okay? It didn't stop. They don't do that stuff anymore. So this is old school TV. This is old school affliction money raising. Old school. Old school. And Jerry Lewis, by the end of the telethon, was obviously just beyond loaded. Because he was a drinker. Beyond loaded. Ties, just sweating. A shadow. The beard shadow. I'm just a mess. Just a mess. But it was for cripples. Millions of dollars, and they would have phone banks and just people on the phone. They're picking up a phone, boom, writing, taking money, pledging money, and celebrities would pop up: Burt Reynolds, Lonnie Anderson. I know, old school names. That's how old this was. They don't do this anymore. And then they would bring up all the kids that are afflicted with the multiple sclerosis or cerebral palsy or whatever the hell disease they had. And he would parade them around. They would wheel them. They'd come out. And Jerry would come out and he's half tanked. He's talking to the crippled kid. And the kid, you could see his face wincing because the stench of just gin and tonic and Jack Daniels and cigarettes and God knows what else is on Jerry's breath. And he's like, how are you? He's like, all right. You know, we're going to get you a new wheelchair. We're going to get you a new crutch. You know, this is, you know, they're this is the old days. They don't have the technology that they have now. I'm going to get you. Some of them weren't over the top, like, but they're cripples. I think is maybe a little more on the retarded side, but either way, I don't mean to confuse them all. Actually, you know what? I'm going to stop this bit because I'm going to have a kid soon, and I don't want it to be retarded. And I think if you talk about retards, it's like the curse, right? Although I got a friend who's kind of got two messed up kids, and he never made fun of retards. So maybe it's a myth. Anyways, let me get back to the bit. So last night was like the Jerry Lewis telethon because it shows Trump, okay? And it's still debatable. It really is still debatable of what he was doing and the whole controversy surrounding this this surge, whatever his name is, from the Washington Post or New York Times, the writer that everybody says Trump was making fun of the disabled. Now, we know Surge isn't retarded. From what we know, he's got like gimpy hands. If you ever see the video, he's got gimpy hands, almost like somebody made like a lobster boy. So you have the claw hands, but Surge, it almost looks like somebody broke his wrists and his hands I don't know, but it's still debatable exactly what that was all about. So they show this video of Trump going, oh, I don't know what it is, I don't know. And then it goes to commentator after commentator, even a Fox commentator, which is kind of funny, considering that you'll never find a video of a Democrat commentator, someone that's always on Rachel Maddow. You'll never, ever find a video of Joy Reid or who else? The Lawrence O'Donnell or Howard Fineman. You'll never find a video of them. You'll never see a video of them just tearing into Hillary Clinton about her emails. Or tearing into Hillary Clinton about any of this stuff. Hell, you don't see anybody tearing in to the DNC for calling Mexicans taco bowls. I mean, it doesn't happen. But the Republican Party, you'll find people like Lawrence O'Donnell and Rachel Maddow or Joanne Reed on the right. Just blasting, like just going off on Trump. So they got that Andrea Tarantino or Tarantanis? One of them Fox chicks. One of them hot girls on Fox. That'd be Fox. Now we know. I mean, obvious Roger Ailes hired all these women. He ain't hiring uglies. He's not hiring dogs. And I got to imagine in the earlier days, Gretchen Carlson there, whatever her name is, was kind of hot. But anyways, I'm getting off the beaten cripple here. So they got the video and people. Donald Trump's appalling. Donald Trump's evil. He's doing this and he's talking about people with disabilities and he's disgusting and he's deplorable and he's all of these things. The girl from Fox, when I have a special needs, it's horrible. I mean, it was just this video and you're like, wow, okay. And all of a sudden they go, ladies and gentlemen, here is it, whatever the girl's name is. And this girl comes out on a wheelchair. I'm like, man, you want to talk about just forget pandering. I mean, it's like you've seen some of these DNC emails, okay? Just imagine, this is what went on at that office. This is what happened with Hillary Clinton. This is what's happened with Donna Brazile. This is what happened with Wasserman Schultz. Now, hear me out. Those DNC emails, they're talking about plants. They're talking about having their plants question Bernie Sanders' faith. Is he a Jew? Is he an atheist? They're talking about taking out fake back page ads so people think Trump is looking for employees that are women with big boobs and are willing to bend over. I mean, all sorts of horrible stuff. They're making fun of homosexuals. They're making fun of Mexicans. I mean, these emails are, it shows what Democrats are. You know, they pretend that they are this noble champion for all of these downtrodden people and the sick and the this and then that. And then privately they make fun of them, they belittle them, mock them. So you know that goes on. And we know what goes on with Hillary. We know what goes on with Hillary. All these women that my husband has put his ding-a-ling in are all cuckoo. They're all crazy. They're stalkers. My poor husband, he's just sitting there behind the desk. He's smoking his cigar and just the girls break into the office and just stick themselves in the cigar. It's not him. It's not him. It's these crazy girls. These crazy. So we know that attitude. So just imagine what's going on when they're coming up with this convention. They're coming up with ideas. John Podesta. That whole clique. And you know, one of them went, hey, we need a cripple. We need a cripple. And they went, yeah, we do. And then someone else went, yeah, but we need one of them cripples that aren't over-the-top cripples. You know, we don't need an over-the-top cripple, but we don't need one where you go, they're not crippled. We need, like, right in the middle cripple. We need that where you can understand them and you still feel bad for them, but you're not like, oh, my God, this person is so effed up. Or, he's not too bad. So, you know, that debate went back and forth. And then someone went, you know what we'll do? We'll make this awesome video of all these people condemning Trump. And then you just imagine the room. They're excited. They're just like, It's like their organism themselves. And then this person. Then we'll get the girl from Fox, and she said, and then we have this, and cut. Boom, 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 boom. And then it ends, and then we wheel the cripple out. Yes! That's it! Yes! And that's what happened! This whole video, Trump's evil. He makes fun of cripples. He makes fun of special needs kids. I mean, just going into this stuff. And then all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, the cripple! And there comes this girl. Hi, everybody. My name is... I don't remember what her name is. I just want to say... And you're just like, oh, my God. Wow. Imagine. Oh, God. And the Democrats to CNN, MSNBC, they all went off on the Republicans. They're exploiting Benghazi for them to be parading around the moms, and for them to be doing that was just awful. That was in bad taste. Wait till you see our show where we parade out the cripples. We bring out the cripples. I just want to say that Donald Trump is a bad man. He's a very bad man, and when he made men. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, my God. It's just horrible. It's just horrible. I just want to say that he's bad. Telling you, last night was waterboarding for the eyes and ears. That's what it was. It was waterboarding for the eyes and ears. The Democrats, they're... And I'm still trying. Hey, that's not the only... Relax, that's not the only highlight. I'm not done. I just wanted to get the cripple out of the way. Okay? I just wanted to get the cripple out of the way. But I gotta tell you, man. You know, my girlfriend asked me, she goes... what do they think America is? And I said, you know, I said, that's a good question. I go, it's a good question because they didn't talk about terrorism. I'm serious. I'm going to tell you last night's. Forget Hillary. You know, again, when you watch CNN and you watch CBS and you watch ABC, the way they're covering this convention is so, it's so beyond left. Like, when they covered, I'll give it, when they covered the Republican convention, they loaded it with your typical liberal pundit, your David Axelrod, your Van Jones, the crier, who was all crying last night. Michelle Obama gets done, and Van Jones. It was. It's all Van Jones. Shut up. You are such a jerk off. Do you got that disease? What's that disease though, where they start breaking down crying? I see the commercials with the guy from Lethal Weapon, the old black guy from Lethal Weapon, Danny Glover. And he's like, do you suffer from whatever the disease is? I never knew that was a disease where you just can't control your emotions and start crying for no reason. Just out of the blue, you start crying. I'm like, whoa, what the hell's this? Is this like a new black disease? You got sickle cell anemia? Whatever the hell it's called. I don't know. Everybody's looking at me like shaking their head. I'm a little wound up today. Okay? I'm a little wound up. I was waterboarded for 8 hours yesterday. You don't think Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was a little wound up after the 90th time he got waterboarded? Or one of them other terrorists that got anally fed hummus? They got rectally fed hummus. I say that. People look at me whenever I talk about this like I'm nuts. And I go, what are you talking about? They did. In those camps. And they fed them hummus rectally. They ground it up, Perrier hummus. Stuck a tube in their rectums. And they fed it to them. Because some of them weren't eating. We're not going to let them die. We're not going to let a terrorist die. We're going to keep them going. Fed them hummus. Rectally. That's what it was like. So you get a little loopy. Okay? Trust me. You get waterboarded, you know, once a day. Hell, you get waterboarded 5 times a day. And then 2 of those days, you're getting rectally fed hummus. You're going to be wound up and crazy like me right now. Okay? You're gonna be wound up and crazy. All right, I lost my train of thought. Where the hell was I? We were talking about what the hell were we talking about? I don't know. We're talking about water. It was water boy. It was a Sarah Silverman. You know, I remember now. So Van Jones, he's crying with that disease. He's just crying. But the coverage, so you got Van Jones and you got Axelrod and, you know, you got, what's his name? It's funny because it's, they're guys, they're people that work for Hillary. They're people that work for the DNC and they're commentators on CNN. It's like that seems weird. It seems like a bit of a conflict of interest. How do you get a fair take on quote unquote the news coverage when the person that's giving you their take is also running a super PAC for Hillary Clinton? You got Paul Begala. It's just nuts. Anyways, so the Republican convention, you've got on one side just a crew of Democrats. And then on the right, you have cucks. So you got fake Republicans. And what I mean by that is you have S.E. Cupp, who's just bashing on Trump. Anna Navarro, bashing on Trump. So you got one person, Jeffrey Lord. That's it. You got Jeffrey Lord. One pro-Trump, one pro-Republican. No, that's not the way it was. Now, last night for the Dems, the entire panel is like weepy-eyed Van Jones types. Oh my God, it was the greatest speech in the world. This convention is... it's like night and day compared. It's like night and day compared to the Republicans. All the Republicans did was bash Hillary. And this convention is of hope and it's uplifting. And I'm like, I didn't just hear Elizabeth Warren just go after Trump for half her speech. I didn't hear Bernie Sanders go after Trump. I didn't hear Bob Casey go after Trump. I didn't hear Eva Longoria. Every single person went after Trump except for Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato and Boyz II Men. Even the retarded girl went after Trump. What are you talking about? You go back to Van Jones. Our convention is, it's night and day. And Anderson Cooper's like, yes, it is. It's like night and day. Don Lemon, it's so great. Those dirty bastard Republicans. They're evil. I'm like, am I watching the same thing? am I watching this? Are my eyes that are getting waterboarded, am I seeing the same thing? Am I seeing the same thing? I'm not sure. But I hear every single one of these people. Even Michelle Obama. She didn't say his name, but she went after Trump. So this whole Democrats are better than Republicans because they aren't going to go after Donald Trump. Bull. I heard more people talk about Trump being evil, Trump being a bigot, Trump being a racist, Trump being against cripples, Trump, bad. We need hope. We need happiness. We need love. And, maybe vote for, vote for Hillary. I'll go ahead. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's what it was like. The convention was more about Trump is evil. Trump is bad. Hillary's crap. She's got nothing positive. I mean, when you listen to them bring up Hillary's work for children, and it's like they talk about many, many years ago. They skip over her defending a child rapist. They skip over that. They skip over that part. It's weird. It's weird. It is. It's just. I mean, we really don't have an opposition party. There really isn't an opposition party. There's not. There really isn't an opposition party. There's a foil, but there's not really an opposition party. I mean, you've got Republicans, and then you have the Democrats and the media and the entertainment world. I mean, you want to talk about a deck being stacked? You want to talk about a deck being stacked? And it's hilarious, absolutely hilarious, watching Democrats talk about the rich, the evil rich, evil rich. They're rich, they're evil, they're bad, they're evil. The 1%, they're horrible. They don't care about you. And their entire party structure and who the Democrats rely on are rich. I mean, Hillary Clinton had a video produced by J.J. Abrams. What do you think? J.J. Abrams doesn't live in a $20 million house? You don't think J.J. Abrams flies around in a private jet? You don't think J.J. Abrams drives around in a limo or some other outlandish, just ridiculously priced automobile? I mean, seriously. George Clooney? I mean, Hillary Clinton, Obama, they go and have these fundraisers. They have these parties, okay? They go to Hollywood, to the homes of people like Gwyneth Paltrow. Listen, you're not an environmentalist if you have two kids. It's you and two kids, okay? Or you and one kid. And you live in a house that has 45 rooms. Okay? That has 40. Listen, you don't hear the press report about this because it kind of messes their whole narrative up. But on a regular basis, out here in Los Angeles, celebrities are constantly getting busted for using too much water. For doing the things that they're running around preaching. That they're running around trying to brainwash people into doing. Because it all puts the money into the Democrats' pockets. So when you see Matt Damon and they're talking about conserving water, and yet they all live in these houses with these yards, and they're spending just an obscene amount of money watering their yard. I mean, they're single people, or they got a kid. Think about it. Gwyneth Paltrow lives all by herself. She got the two kids, three kids, however many kids. She's not married to the Cole Play guy anymore. Single mom. She lives in a house. She lives in an obscene mansion. Think about the electricity. Think about everything that goes in to the upkeep of that house. And yet, she's going to talk about the environment. Are you kidding me? So to watch these celebrities get on stage at Eva Longoria. Again, they're talking about, it's like, it's waterboarding. I'm telling you that it's like, and tonight is going to be another waterboarding session. Bill Clinton's going to be talking tonight. Bill Clinton's going to be talking tonight. He's talking about Hillary. You're sitting there looking at a former president that's just, I mean, really disgraced the office. I mean, before he got into office, he was a disgrace. While he was in office, it was a disgrace. After the office, it was a disgrace. Any other president would just kind of slither away. But it's like, hey, it's all good. And if they're Republicans, forget about it. Forget about it. But it just amazing. So you have the cripple out there. And then the show opens. And it's just... It really is amazing. So the show opens, okay? The show opens with an illegal. It opens with this girl, this Estrada Silva, okay? And she's talking about being a four-year-old, how she crossed the Rio Grande with her mom. So she could, I mean, everything, you know, when you talk about the wall, yeah, but we got to build a wall. We got to build a wall. You know, we got to build a wall. And you hear people go, a wall? Don't you know, dummy, that the majority of illegals that are here on overstayed visas? And you're like, well, it's about 40%. So if you round the 11 million to just say 10 million, so you got 4 million that are here on overstayed visas, and 6 million that are crossing the border. No, and here the Democrats put somebody up that says, yeah, I came through the Rio Grande. Yeah. Not somebody that said, I came here on a visa. I overstayed it. Nah, 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 nah. But this is someone that straight up's like, yeah, I did what a wall would prevent me from doing. Yep, I did that. And I'm proud of it. And here I am standing on national television, not on a platform for the Democrats. So F you. F you. F you. As I was 4 years old, I crossed the Rio Grande with my mom, leaving Mexico so that we could join our father in the United States. I grew up an ordinary girl. My dad worked as a landscaper. My mom stayed at home with my brother and I. But while my friends did ordinary things, I couldn't, because my parents were afraid that someone might discover I was undocumented. You are illegal, you mean. And I mean, I don't know. I it's pretty wild. That's how the Democrats open. They open with somebody that says, I don't care about your laws. I don't care about your country. I just don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I mean, that's how it opened. It's wild. I mean, like I said, it was waterboarding. It was just, the convention was waterboarding. Opens with an illegal. That's like, remember, what was it, a few weeks ago when you had the illegals that graduated from high school and they were posting on their Facebook and posting on Twitter, ha, 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 I got a scholarship to go to this college. I'm getting an education for free, ha, 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 and I'm an illegal, ha, ha, ha. Remember that? Remember that, you guys? Do you remember, right? It's just, it's, It's wild. It's wild. Compare that to rich people and taxes. Seriously, just make that comparison a little. Democrats constantly hammering the rich. Got to pay your fair share of taxes. You got to pay your... They're bragging that they are avoiding that. Everyone has to pay the fair. Everything has to be fair. Everything... And here's how they open their convention. Hi, everybody. I came here illegally. I came here illegally. I've been here illegal. I technically have no right to enjoy anything in this country. If I get sick, the doctor, hospitals take care of me, school, an education, all of these things. In theory, I have no right to them. But guess what? I don't care about your laws. I don't care about fairness. I don't care. It's just a weird... It's this weird... Fairness. As it pertains to Republicans and the rich and the corporations, and when it comes to illegal immigration, when it comes to illegals, when it comes to fairness, you know, like the people that are in line, you know, the people that are in line, people from other countries that say, I want to go to America. I want to follow the rules. I want to respect the law. So where's the fairness? You know, watching the Democrats kind of, you know, play that game again. It's waterboarding of the senses. Watching Democrats and this convention is just, it's waterboarding. It really is. It really is. I don't know. You know, We are doomed, and I will say it again. We are doomed. We really are. We are doomed. We will always be doomed. As long as, and I repeat, and I repeat it until the cows come home. As long as the media is controlled by Democrats and vice versa, we will always, always be in the position that we are in. We will always be in this position. We will always be in this position. We will always be in a position where in the last, 2 or 3 weeks, hell, if you want to go back further, the last 2, 3, 4 months, we have been hit by terrorist attack after terrorist attack. If you add up France, and you add up Germany and Orlando, if you add all of that up, it's been a nonstop blitzkrieg of terrorist attacks. And last night, I didn't hear the words ISIS. I didn't hear the words radical Islam. I didn't hear anything whatsoever about national defense. I didn't hear any of that. Like I said, it was rainbows and unicorns and teddy bears and giant koalas. That's what it was last night. That's what it was. Not once. Not once did I hear anything about the police officers being killed. And tonight, besides the fact that Bill Clinton's going to talk, they're going to have Michael Brown's mom up there. Michael Brown. Remember the hands up, don't shoot lie? You know, the Ferguson kid. You know, remember the narrative? The narrative of this poor young black. He got his whole future snuffed out from just hooked away from. He was just walking down the street and this horrible white cop walked up and shot him 5 times. Came up and just shot him. No reason. Absolutely no reason. Just shot him. That's it. Remember? And of course, that was a lie. That was all a lie. Obama's Justice Department investigated. That was a lie. That wasn't what happened. So that kid's mom is going to talk tonight. And say what? What the hell do you think she's going to say? It's just amazing. It really is amazing. When I hear Cory Booker. Okay, so Cory Booker had his speech last night. All right? Kept saying, we will rise. We will. It was like he was a preacher. We will rise. We will rise. But listening to Cory Booker and others talk about criminal justice reform. What is criminal justice reform? To me, it's as sounds as silly as over policing communities. So, what is criminal justice reform? Is criminal justice reform? Here's my question: is criminal justice reform? Let me ask you, this is black people who commit a crime, say they steal widgets and they get a year in jail. White people steal widgets and they get 6 months. So is criminal justice reform making the white person, instead of 6 months, get a year like the black person? Or is it the black person gets 6 months like the white person? Is that criminal justice reform? Well, like, it's coded language. It's coded language. Just like over-policing communities. This is the same thing. So, are we talking about reducing black people's sentences so that they are in line with white people's sentences? Or are we talking about white people's sentences and putting them in line with black people's sentences? What are we talking about as it pertains to criminal justice reform? That's my question. What does that mean? Now, I think it's coded language for black folk, which is you have sentences when you break the law that are too harsh. So if I become president, or I become senator, I become governor, I'm going to make it where the crime that you commit, you'll get lighter sentences. That's how I take it. Same thing with over-policing communities. Means instead of police arresting you for stealing cigarillos from a convenience store, we're going to make them basically look the other way. Eric Gardner, instead of the police arresting you for selling illegal cigarettes, they'll look the other way. Anton Sterling, instead of the police investigating you, rolling up on you, arresting you because you pulled a gun on someone and you have an illegal gun on you, they're just going to look the other way. I mean, that's what it means. That's what over-policing means. You can't say over-policing is arresting someone for no reason. Over-policing is letting people get away with crimes. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it is. Now, in Los Angeles, I mean, all the major cities, crime rate has gone up by 17-18%. Trump talked about that, and everybody said, yeah, that's true. That is factually true. But crime overall has gone down. You know, in those towns where it's, you know, real happening, like Ithaca, New York. Anyways, here in Los Angeles, we are in its second year in a row where crime is spiking. Not by 1% or 2%, but it's seriously up. That's Los Angeles. 2 years in a row now. So, are the police under-policing? Do they need to over-police? What's the problem? What's the problem? And when you hear people go, instead of putting people in jail, we need to provide them with jobs. Okay. Now, let's reverse on this. If you're somebody that went to jail, okay, You're a petty criminal. You're slinging drugs. Take your pick. You get out of prison. Okay? What job do you think you're going to get? When the Democrats say we need to provide them with jobs, what job do you think you're going to get? Okay. Well, would you say that job could be working in a warehouse? Could you see that job is working in a restaurant? Working in a fast food establishment? Working in car wash? I mean, what are the jobs that if you were in a community that was over-policed and then you fell victim to a criminal justice system that's out of control and you do 2.5 years, okay? You do 2.5 years up in Rikers, or you do 2.5 years up in San Quentin, okay? You get out. The jobs that I listed, wouldn't you say those are the jobs that you're on track to get? Right? Okay. Now, those jobs that I mentioned, those jobs that we just talked about, are historically controlled by illegals. Those are jobs that illegals do. Out here in Los Angeles, you can go to warehouse, and I guarantee you, you will find at least 1 to 2 illegals stocking the shelves. Go to any grocery store, you will find 1 to 2 to 3 illegals. Go to any fast food restaurant, you'll find, hell, at times, the entire staff. So, when you reform the criminal justice system, okay, when you reform the criminal justice system, and you stop the over-policing, and you create jobs for these people, because that's what they need, jobs. What are those jobs? Let me ask you, is Mark Zuckerberg, is Mr. Liberal himself, when you hear them talk about criminal justice reform, and you hear Cory Booker, and you hear all these Democrats talking about this, why do none of these big shot Democrats have criminal job programs? You know what I'm saying? You know how some businesses put to work retarded people? Like, I know for a fact, I don't know the particulars, but I know for a fact that businesses get something. They get tax credit, they get something for employing people that are borderline retarded. Okay? I go to a Ralph's. Or a Vons. My mistake. I go to a Vons up by my house. Up here in Glendale. And there's three workers that either bag the groceries or you see them gathering carts from the parking lot. Or they are sweeping. They got the big brooms and they're going up and down the aisles. They're all, one way or another, retarded. Okay? Their brain capacity, their function, it's regressed. Okay? They're not like a mongoloid, you know what I mean? You know, like the mongoloid, like the where their faces all look the same. They're not that. They're not that. They're more retarded. Their brains are not functioning at a high level. Their brains are not functioning at a high level. So, you have businesses like Vons that obviously get something from somewhere for doing this type of stuff. So, does Facebook, does Apple, do any of these big Democrat mouthpieces have programs where they put felons to work? No more over-policing, and we're going to reform the criminal justice system. So all of you black, and hey, some white guys in there, we're all cutting your sentences and we're letting you out because it's better for our country for you to be on the street working than it is behind bars. Okay. Oh, where are you going to work? I don't know, McDonald's? That warehouse? Oh, you can't get a job because you just filled out this application and they're going to give it to this illegal? Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We're going to get you a job with Facebook. Oh, Facebook isn't going to hire any criminals. Okay, well, you know what? We're going to get you a job with NBC. We're going to get you a job as an intern. Oh, NBC's not hiring criminal interns, okay? How about TV show run? Oh, okay. They're not, I mean, you know, when Democrats bust Republican stones and say, you don't want women to get abortions, so, okay, when these women have these children that they don't want, what happens to that? Oh, so you don't care about what happens to the child once it's outside the womb. Well, okay. All right, my Democrat friends. What about all of these people that you're talking about that you love and that you are fighting for? And where are these jobs for them? Where are these jobs? When you talk about criminal justice reform and the need that there needs to be jobs so these people can work in these jobs and not be in prison. Okay, where are those jobs? Where are the liberals who control the entertainment industry, the tech industry. Where are they hiring felons? How many felons work for Facebook? How many felons work for Apple? Exactly. 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 Democrats. It's like I said, that convention, it's waterboarding on the senses. It's waterboarding on the eyes. It's waterboarding on the ears. Al Franken, Sarah Silverman. You know, when the Republicans had their convention. Do you realize when the Republicans had their convention, every single one of those celebrities that spoke on behalf of Donald Trump, CNN or MSNBC or ABC, they all made a point to point out anything that was off color that they ever said, anything that was mildly edgy, anything that could turn somebody off, but even if it's just one person, they brought up. But I didn't see one person last night, not one person, bring up anything from Sarah Silverman's past. Not one thing. I watched, I don't know if it was Dana Bash or one of them others say to Scott Baio, Scott, we were looking on your Twitter feed, and you tweeted out this disparaging thing about Hillary. Do you think? And Scott Baio just kind of looked at her like, I retweeted. What are you talking about? I was amazed. I was like, really? Really? Dana, really? That you guys, that's what you're. Same thing with Dana White. I watched a cryon on the bottom say Dana White had to flee whatever town because of Whitey Bulger. I'm like, what is that? How does that come up? How the hell does that come up? That's bizarre. That's a bizarre thing to... that's a bizarre thing to put up. That's really bizarre. It was bizarre. But last night, nobody brought up anything about Eva Longoria. Nobody brought up anything about Sarah Silverman. Have you ever seen Sarah Silverman? I mean, Sarah Silverman is... I don't know, man. I don't know. Al Franken. Al Franken, there's a guy Guy's a comedy writer for Saturday Night Live. And he's talking about Trump. You know, it's easy to get away. I mean, Demi Lovato. It makes me want to do the. It's painful. Seriously. It really is. It's just painful. It's painful. And tonight, it's not going to get any. It's not going to get any. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. I even seen a Palestinian flag in the audience of that convention last night. A Palestinian flag. They're terrorists. They're terrorists. You didn't see any American flags. You rarely heard anybody talk about the United States of America. You didn't hear anybody say, God bless America. I mean, you're... I don't know, man. I don't know. It's brutal. It really is. It's just brutal. I saw a Palestinian flag, no American flags. Rarely did you hear anybody. But I don't think one person. It started with a really old lady doing like the Pledge of Allegiance or something like that. Okay, and that was as close to patriotism that I saw. It was as close. Other than that. Rather it's Eva Longoria, rather it's Demi Lovato, Sarah Silverman, whoever else. Never once did anybody finish God bless America, the greatest country in the world, nothing. Absolutely, it was just weird. Just really weird. It's just really weird. Nobody talked about terrorism. Nobody talked about our military. No one talked about veterans. Nobody talked about trade. You know, trade practices, police. It was cripples. Homosexuals. And the thing is, what are we talking about? I thought the homosexuals were settled. I thought the homosexual debate was settled. What did I miss? Did I miss something? Did I not get the memo? Now are we mixing homosexuals with cross-dressers? Like I said before, I can't wait to go home next week so I could bust my sister's stones and say, Cindy, like, legit, how do you feel? How do you feel that cross-dressers have overtaken the gay platform? Because that's what it's about now. I mean, I thought the whole gay thing was settled. Gay marriage is legal. There. Awesome. Well, I mean, it's just bizarre. Bizarre. And I guess the concept is this. Here's the thing. I guess the concept has got to be a vote. Here's got to be the concept. Can they get, okay? Can they get enough people who don't necessarily I'm trying to think how do you frame this? Because, again, it in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But I guess their feeling is if they can get enough low-information voters, so you have one section of the voting public that watches CNN and MSNBC and ABC and NBC. So they get their news. They get their views. They get their opinions from those channels, those newspapers, those websites. And if all of those websites and all of those newspapers all have the same message, that will cover that group of people. So the people that are really into politics and they're really into what is going on as far as the election on a day-to-day basis, they control them, because anywhere those people tune into, it's the same message. Trump's speech is dark. It was evil. It was bad. So no matter where you tuned into, it was Trump's speech was dark. Trump's speech was evil. And then the other group of voter, which are the low information voter that only tune in to the convention or the election every 4 years, and they basically shame them into, well, we stand for cripples, we stand for gays, we stand for illegals, we stand for the poor, we stand for people that are victims of police executions. And that low information vote that once every 4 year voter goes, well, gee, I might not necessarily agree with some of these things. But, you know, hey, I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want to be the I don't want to be the scumbag. I don't. I don't want, you know, I like crippled people. I mean, gay, sure. I mean, people don't like gays. Okay, well, I like gay. I mean, that's their strategy. As kooky as it sounds. I mean, how do you not talk? I mean, how do you not talk about ISIS? How do you not talk about terrorism? How do you not talk about these things? It's just, I don't know. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. It's lunacy. It's bizarre. It's lunacy. And tonight it's going to be more of the same. Except you're going to hear Michael Brown and his mom and a bunch of other people's, you know, police are bad, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. There's my take. There's the convention as a whole.